that adultery? Is that adultery? I have no, I'm asking, is that adultery? Do we have sex with someone other than his wife?
To him?
Not only maybe, it says so in the Bible. Not only that, he killed the guy first. The one whose wife he
has. Okay. He followed the gospel. Oh, you don't follow the Torah?
So why does your Bible say that every scripture is for training, for examples, for good behavior, for good morals? You have to go to every scripture. That's in the New Testament.
Yeah.
And by the way,
but it also says love. No.
The Old Testament is from whom? Is a different God or the same God?
It says love fulfills the Old Testament.
I'm asking you, is the Old Testament from a different God or the same God?
The same God.
So the same God as the New Testament, right?
Yeah.
So the same God of the New Testament sanctioned baby killings, sanctioned murderers.
Your Allah did that.
Where?
So you're saying my Allah's in the Torah.
Surah 3:3.
No, I'm talking about the Old Testament.
No. Surah 3:3.
I'm talking about the Old Testament. Is it from your God or not?
Surah 3:3.
Is the Old Testament, you already admitted
from your God
that the Old Testament is from the same God.
And who revealed the Old Testament? Allah.
Allah revealed it?
Yes.
The Old Testament or the Torah?
The Torah.
And he revealed the Torah?
The Torah is the one given to Moses.
Different than the Old
Testament. No, because you, there's a video of you saying that the Tanakh, the Torah, is the Old Testament in itself.
It doesn't say Tanakh in the Quran. It doesn't say Old Testament in the Quran. All it says is Torah. Allah revealed the Torah and Allah revealed the Injil.
Saying that the Torah.
But why are you going to the Quran when I'm asking about the Old Testament? Are you embarrassed about the Old Testament? Hold on. Are you embarrassed about the Old Testament?
No,
you're not. So you think everything in the Old Testament is the truth, right? From the God.
Yeah.
But Allah revealed
it from the God?
Allah revealed the Old Testament.
No, I'm asking you. Forget about Allah for a minute.
No, but don't ask me. Ask yourself that.
Okay, do you believe Allah revealed the Old Testament? Do you believe that? You believe that?
According to the Quran.
No, I'm asking you, do you believe that?
According to Surah 3:3.
So wait. You're going based on the Quran?
Because the Quran
is your belief based on the Quran or the Bible?
You're trying to trick me with your questions.
Oh, you're feeling. Wait.
Referring the question back onto you.
You're feeling insecure that I'm tricking you based on the Old Testament. When I'm telling you, stick only to the Old Testament.
We're going on about the gospel, and why, how.
I didn't even discuss the gospel yet.
No, but that's what we'll discuss before you come along.
No, but I'm talking to you.
I'm having conversations with him.
Yeah. He said Muhammad was sinning because he had multiple wives, and that's. Okay.
So David has multiple wives. Abraham. Solomon has multiple wives. Yeah. All the previous prophets, almost all of them.
The New Testament.
And Jesus had no wives. So if you have a wife, then you're a sinner. Even one wife, you're a sinner.
Why Christians don't get married now?
Where in the Bible? Hold on. Where in the Bible does it say that you can only have one wife?
Yeah.
Where's the explicit verse? Show me. Show me the verse.
When you read.
No. Show it to me from the gospel. Where does it explicitly state that you cannot have multiple wives and you should only have one wife?
New Old Testament.
What? Does it exclude
words?
No, those exact words. Because unless that is in the Bible, I would say you're just making up the rules.
No, because you want those specific words.
No. I didn't say specific words.
Like
I said, show me anywhere in the Bible where it explicitly states you can't have more than one wife.
Okay. Well, when you look at Jesus' statement.
No. Show it to me in the Bible. Yeah. Don't give me opinion.
I'm paraphrasing what Jesus.
Don't paraphrase. Yeah. Give me the exact words.
We will see.
I'm paraphrasing.
Give me the words, please.
Jesus said.
What? Hang on.
No, I'm just paraphrasing because it will take time. Jesus said.
Which verse?
When you're married to your wife and you look upon another.
When you're married to your wife and you
look upon another woman with lust.
Okay.
You've already
committed. Other than your wife. Yes. Yeah, yes.
You've already committed adultery.
Okay. I have no objection
with
that.
Therefore, I shouldn't go on marrying.
But that is
woman.
That is only looking.
But that's
at,
still sinning.
Wait. That is looking sinning. At someone yeah, other than your wife.
Yeah. But if I've already looked at a woman.
Yes.
I've already committed sin.
But what if you look at your wife? Who's the other wife? Who's the other
I'm
woman?
Married to that wife. Do you know what adultery is?
Okay. So if you're looking at
and I look upon another woman.
Yeah.
With lust, then I've sinned. So I don't go and marry.
But we are not talking about lust here. We are talking about marriage.
That's what I'm saying.
Marriage is very different to looking at a woman with lust.
If you've already committed the sin beforehand, you don't go and marry the same woman because you're still sinning.
Oh, let me get this right. Let's say you're not married.
Yes? Then that's fine. You can marry that same woman.
Oh, so you can look at it with lust.
Yeah, but
what's
adultery?
Wait a minute.
You commit adultery.
Oh, you're all over the place. Calm down. Let's define a few words. Yeah. When you say that you're single and you look upon a woman with lust, but you can marry her because you're single.
Jesus was talking about marriage and adultery.
Exactly. I want to know what's the difference, according to you.
Adultery is when you're married to one wife.
Yes.
And you look upon another woman with lust.
Just with lust.
That's adultery.
Okay. What about having
according
sex with
the
her?
Bible.
What about having sex with her? Is that adultery?
Well, you're still continuing to commit sin.
Okay. So David committed sin.
That's the Old Testament. I see.
Old Testament.
You can't help it, can you?
What's wrong with the Old Testament?
We go about the New Testament, the New Covenant of Jesus and the Gospel.
Is David mentioned in the New Covenant?
You don't understand.
Is Jesus from the line of David?
We follow the gospel.
Is Jesus from the line of David?
We follow the gospel. And according to your Quran, we have to follow the gospel.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You know what? In your New Testament.
Scripture, you are standing on nothing until you uphold the Torah and the gospel.
Okay. What about in the New Testament? When in the New Testament it says you to follow every scripture is God breathed.
You don't know
that verse.
All scripture is God breathed.
I agree. The whole Bible is God from God.
Exactly. So why you have a problem with the Old Testament then?
Because you have to look at the Old Testament and the New Testament. The New Testament fulfills the Old Testament. Do you want someone to say?
So the Old Testament is from the same God, right?
Same God.
Okay. Now I want to know. According to you, is David?
Do you understand
David,
the concept?
Wait, is
no,
David? Did David commit adultery?
No, do you understand our concept?
What your concept?
That we follow the gospel and the gospel fulfills the Old Testament.
No, you follow it, right?
Yeah.
So every time I bring up the Old Testament, you seem to somehow lose a bit.
I'm trying to say to you, we follow the gospel and the New Testament fulfills the old. So we follow the New Testament.
So you're saying the Old Testament is now reduced to just history. That's it. Is that what you're saying?
Really?
No, say yes or no.
Yes.
Oh my God.
But that's not according to your New Testament. According to your New Testament, every scripture is good for training, is good for teaching, is good for...
This is why we have...
So you're going against the New Testament.
Listen, this is why we have the Torah in our Bible, for references.
But you said it's just reduced to history.
Listen.
That's what he just said. You just said and admitted it's reduced to history. That's it.
Because it's shame on
But then the New Testament goes against you because the New Testament says every scripture... is good
that's the thing.
In learning, in training, X, Y, and Z.
You know exactly what I'm trying to say to you, but you're trying to act silly. I don't know why you're trying to do that.
I'm quoting your Bible.
But the New
Testament. If you think that is silly, then you should pick it up with your God.
The New Testament fulfills the Old Testament. It's simple as that.
So if it fulfills, when you said fulfills it, does that mean that
Jesus
you don't have to rely
to
on the
law? You came to fulfill it. How
so
do we fulfill
steal
the,
now,
how do we fulfill the law? By love. Love thy neighbor. That fulfills the whole entire law.
What does fulfilling the law mean?
Fulfilled, it means you're fulfilling the whole law. James 2:10 says, if you break just one law, you've filled them all. You know what I'm saying? But love fills the whole thing.
Wait a minute. Jesus said, if you change even a jot.
I agree.
Yes?
So how do
wait, hear me out. Even if you change a single dot.
I agree.
Yes?
Yeah.
You will be called what?
The last.
The least of the kingdom.
The least in the kingdom of heaven. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Bad thing.
A bad thing.
Jesus said that.
So how do we follow the whole law?
So what do you do?
It's simple.
Wait, what do you do with regards to the New Testament?
Yeah, but love fulfills the law.
What do you mean love?
Do you know what love is? Do you know love?
Yeah, love is many different forms of love.
Law, and that's Christianity.
Okay.
To you.
It's killing.
Sharia law, all these laws.
Is killing an innocent man love?
No, listen.
If
I left my neighbor, which is you, I wouldn't steal from you. I wouldn't kill you. I wouldn't commit your. Commit your.
I'm not your neighbor.
Wife.
You do it.
Okay. I wouldn't do anything bad.
Let me say. Do you love Jesus?
You know what I'm saying.
Do you love Jesus?
So love fulfills the law.
That's fine. Do you love Jesus?
Yeah.
Do you think Jesus loves you?
Yeah.
Okay, if you love both,
if you love each other.
No, I'll give you a hypothetical situation. Let's say you were there during the time of Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes?
A woman on the cross.
And you not the woman on the cross. Oh, sorry, woman or whatever. And you had the ability. Let's say you were someone who was powerful enough to have the ability to save Jesus. Would you save Jesus?
What do you mean have the ability to save Jesus?
Which part of that you don't understand?
If you had
the ability to save Jesus, would you save him? Knowing the fact that if you save him...
No, so you don't love him then? Jesus would have
See what I mean?
No, because Jesus would have told me his mission. He would have told me that he came to die.
Don't say what Jesus would have told you.
That's what Jesus says. He came from heaven to die.
That's all for us.
So you're saying you wouldn't save him?
But that's his mission.
Are you saying you wouldn't save him?
But that's his mission.
That's fine. You know his mission. I'm asking about you.
No. You're misunderstanding. If Jesus is coming to tell me that he's coming to die and rise, I'm not going to stop him from happening.
No, Jesus was begging God not to take the cup away from him. Jesus was begging God to save him from the cross.
Prophesied that he's coming to die.
So why did he? Why did he beg God to save him?
Point of Jesus Christ coming to die.
Why did he beg God in Matthew? Why did he beg him? You know what he did? On his head, on his forehead, he fell on his face on the ground and he begged God to save him from the cross.
And what happened?
What happened? God rejected his prayer.
What happened?
That's what happened.
Not by your will.
God rejected his prayer.
Not by my will, but your will. And then he died.
What kind of a God rejects?
But then he died.
What kind of a God rejects
not
his own son's prayer?
But your will.
Yes. So going back to the question, would you save Jesus? You see, this man earlier said he loves Jesus. Now I told him if he had the ability to save him, he wouldn't save him.
But why?
The very person he says he loves, he would not save him. Because you know why? Because he's in a catch 22 situation. If he saves Jesus, then his salvation is at risk. And if he doesn't save Jesus, then what is at risk? Is the fact that he really loves Jesus.
You're wrong, because Jesus came. Jesus told us what he's going to do.
Why did he beg God to save him? Why did he beg God to save him? Because you do not really love him. That's why.
I'm not going to stop him.
You don't love him. That's why.
He came to die.
You know what?
He's called the Son of Man.
If I had the ability to save Jesus, I would save Jesus. Okay? And these Christians say they love Jesus more than us Muslims. But yet, they wouldn't save him. Yet, they would let him die. A very embarrassing death.
1933. He says Jesus will die and rise.
Why are you going back to the Quran? Every time you come to the Bible, you run to the Quran.
I'm trying to prove my point from your book.
Which book do you know about the Bible, about the Quran?
To prove to you that Jesus in the Quran says he's going to die and rise. That's what.
But Jesus in the Quran also says that he's not God.
He's the Word, and the Word is God.
Is the Bible Word of God?
The Word is God.
Is the Bible Word of God?
It's
do you worship the Bible?
It's Jesus the Word.
It doesn't work. You see, this is the gymnastics with words you need to do. In order to fulfill your dreams about loving Jesus, what you need to first acknowledge is if you had a chance, you'll save him. And that is a real love.
Why would I save him?
But Christians say, they blatantly say, I don't love him. I won't save him.
But Jesus has already told me his plan. So why would I stop him from doing that?
Why did Jesus himself beg God to save him?
But he said, not by my will, but your will.
How many wills are there?
God's will.
How many gods are there?
When?
Which God?
I don't believe in that.
The one Jesus is praying to? Or Jesus?
Oh, the Trinity. Go on. So you change the subject.
You have a problem with the Trinity?
No, I don't have no problem.
Exactly. So stop being embarrassed about everything I ask you.
You got God, you got his word, and you got his spirit. And these three are one.
Why did Jesus pray to God if he was God himself?
You got God, his word, and his spirit.
So why did he pray to God?
It's one God.
Yeah, why did he pray? Why did he pray to God?
One God.
Is it because he was unable to fulfill that prayer of his? Unless and until the Almighty God, his God.
Your will be done.
By the way, does Jesus have a God?
Your will be done.
Yeah, of course, his will is always done.
Here we go.
His will is always done. What is the problem with the Trinity? You got a problem with that?
Because you're changing the subject.
It's not changing the subject. It's still about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Does Jesus have a God?
Why are you changing the subject?
Does Jesus? It's still about Jesus.
Jesus is the Word, and the Word is God.
That wasn't my question. Does he have a God?
There was the Word.
Okay, do you have a God?
Was with God.
Do you have a God?
And the Word was God.
Do you have a God?
Jesus is the Word.
I didn't ask you that. Do you?
I'm telling you that.
Well, I already heard you.
Yeah, but
okay,
you
Jesus, look, Jesus is the Word of God. We both agree. Okay, now move on.
But the Word is God.
Sorry?
The Word is God.
Which Word?
Jesus.
Is that the Word of God?
It's the Word of God.
Is that God?
On paper.
There you go.
But
sorry, what did you say?
On paper.
On paper?
Yeah.
So you believe that on paper? You worship that on paper?
No, I believe it, yes.
Is that the Word of God?
It's the Word of God, yeah.
Do you worship it?
No, I don't worship it.
Why not?
Is the Quran the Word of God?
The Quran, yes.
But so do you worship the Quran?
God,
no.
So why are you asking me some questions?
Because you worship the Word of God.
Yeah, but Jesus.
Exactly my point. If that is the Word of God, this is the Word of God. Why you worship one, not the other?
Because
you know what? You take it literally. What's the problem? Son of God, is that literal? Is he a biological son of God?
No.
Exactly. So what kind of son is he?
He's a spiritual.
Are you a spiritual son of God?
Yeah.
So you and him are no different then?
Exactly. Jesus came so that we might be.
Wallahi, this guy is.
No, but Jesus came that we might be like him. We might be like him. That's why he came.
Please don't tell people to worship you.
We have to emulate Jesus.
Don't tell people to worship you.
No, but those who accept what Jesus does, then we become sons of God. We become sons of God.
So what's the difference between you and Jesus then?
Not the difference.
What's the difference between you and Jesus? Other than the way he was born and other than the way you will die.
Well, Jesus told me to be Christ-like, to be like him.
Can you ever be Christ-like?
To be like Jesus.
Can you ever be? But can you ever be? Do you know anyone that is Christ-like? Anyone? Give me anyone. Give me one name.
I don't know people's life.
No. But are you saying that there is no one who is Christ-like?
I don't know.
Despite all the millions of Christians out there, there's no one that you can think of who's Christ-like.
I don't know people who are.
You know what? If you're going to put your standards to the standards.
Who is who and who follows Christ? I mean, you see, you've got different people like.
Okay, what do you need to be in order to be Christ-like? She was Catholic.
I'm saying,
wait, are you saying Catholics are okay with you?
You want me to name people who look like Jesus? I'm trying to tell you. She was helpful. She helped people.
But wait. Doesn't your church consider Catholics as heretics?
I'm just saying.
Are the Catholics heretics according to your church?
I'm saying Christians in general.
You know, the best example he could give me is of a heretic according to his belief. Seriously.
I'm talking about Christians in general.
Yeah. No, wait. Christians in general are not one single monolithic religion. You know that. Neither is Islam. But the fact remains, you consider Catholics as heretics. Do you not? Do you consider the Pope to be a representative of God?
I'm a Catholic, so I don't.
I know you're not. That's what I'm asking you. So the only example you could give me is of a person who your church considers as a heretic.
Did I say that?
No, but do you consider... Wait.
I don't follow them.
Are you saying Catholic, Mother Teresa wasn't a Catholic?
She was Catholic, yeah.